This week, Tuesday, September 17, Thursday, September 19, 2013, our friends at Twilio will be hosting TwilioCon, their annual cloud communications extravaganza. We'll be there as an event sponsor, which prompted me to look back at my past integrations of Twilio with Force.com and come up with a new one. Twilio released their helper library for Salesforce back in February 2012, giving Force.com developers an easy way to work with their voice and SMS APIs. Here's an excerpt of the sample code I posted back then for sending an SMS from Force.com via the Twilio API. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Pretty straightforward. The more complex integrations demonstrate some nice features of Force.com. Receiving and responding to SMS messages uses a public RESTful web service, while automatic call routing shows how Visual Force can generate XML just as easily as HTML. This time round, I'm going to use Twilio's transcription feature to record a voice message, transcribe it to text, look up a contact based on the caller ID, and create a task with a message transcription. Here's how I got this working. The first step was to create a simple TweetML file in Visual Force. This acts as the script when a user dials my Twilio number. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. When the call connects, my app says hello. Please leave a message, beeps, and the caller has 2 minutes of message time. This is the maximum message length if you want the message transcribed. When the call completes, the incoming caller ID and a transcription of the call is sent, via an HTML form post, to the given transcribed callback URL. The next step was creating an endpoint on Force.com to receive message transcriptions. First, I defined an Apex class as a REST endpoint. I'll walk through it step by step here. You can also grab the complete Apex class, along with the Visual Force page. Let's start with the class definition. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. That gives me an endpoint at /services/apexrest/message.task on a force.com site. Next, I need to define a method that will handle the HTTP post. Here is the signature, with the relevant annotation. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. I verify that the message really came from Twilio and was not tampered with in transit via the Twilio client.validate request method. The signature validation process is described in more detail here. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Conveniently, the incoming form is parsed by the platform, so I just need to pull the relevant fields from the incoming params, REST, context.request.params. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The next step is to locate a lead from this phone number, creating a new lead if we don't find an existing one. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. I'm just matching on the main and mobile phone numbers for leads here, but you could match on additional fields, match against contacts, custom objects, whatever you like. With a lead ID in hand, it's a snap to populate a task record with the relevant data and insert it in the database. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Update, I added a link to the message recording at Twilio, very useful if the caller didn't speak clearly and the transcription doesn't make sense. And that's it, all done, in less than 40 lines of Apex. The last step was to create a force.com site and make the message to task endpoint publicly visible, as described in detail here. That gave me a publicly accessible endpoint with a URL of the form https://somesite.force.com/services/apexrest/message.task, which I set as the voice request URL in the Twilio developer console. A couple of quick calls confirmed that all was working as expected. Here are a couple of messages logged against a lead. And here's the detail of one of those. Now that the task is saved against the lead, you'd likely want some workflow or a trigger to assign the lead to a queue for attention. I'll leave that as an exercise for the reader, smiley face. If you are at TwilioCon this week, stop by the Salesforce booth and you can try this out, ask questions about anything Salesforce related, or just hang out with the developer relations team. We'd love to see you.